Okay, now it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know how it works. I've got three situations. You just tell me what happened next. Play along at home, if you will.
Oh, what's occurring?
A brand new week. Everyone's looking fresh and ready to go.
Can I win this one, please?
What, because you're ill?
Just sympathy. Yeah. All right.
Becky's got a really big head again today. Looks a bit like Ting Tong, just because of the... No, just because of the size of the head again. The sinuses are flaring, and I've got an ill voice, even though I don't feel ill.
But would you feel right, though, Becky, knowing that I'd let you win? Wouldn't you feel kind of slightly worthless?
Okay, I'll give it a go.
Okay.
I like the person that just texted in. Oh, it sounds like a waiting room at a doctor's surgery today, Radio 1.
Don't touch the magazines, because you might get germs.
And they're old anyway, so...
Yeah. Oh! What's occurring?
First one. You know Sharon Osbourne?
Yeah.
What are you saying like that for?
No, I'm not saying it for any reason. I'm saying, yeah.
She was on that Piers Morgan chat show thing last night.
Right.
First one of the series. Now, I don't know if everyone watched it.
Nope.
It looks to me like it was filmed in exactly the same set as Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. They just wheeled Chris Tarrant out and wheeled Piers Morgan and Sharon Osbourne in.
Okay.
Probably the same audience. Anyway... question that Piers really wanted to know about was Danny Minogue, obviously, because they've had quite a public kind of falling out in the papers and stuff.
Yeah.
Here's my question to you. How many times did Sharon insult Danny in the show last night on ITV1? I thought this was a bit much, to be honest, when I saw it. Poor Danny.
She properly had a go, did she?
Yeah, you'll hear it. It's like, whoa. How many times?
Six.
Sharon Osbourne insults Danny six times during the Piers Morgan show last night, says Chappers. Becky?
Eight.
Eight times.
Well, if it's seven, it's going to confuse him, isn't it?
Let's find out.
Oh.
Here's Sharon Osbourne talking to Piers Morgan last night about Danny Minogue.
I left X Factor because of Danny Minogue. I didn't enjoy working with her at all. The prospect of spending 6 months sat next to her. I just thought, my life's better than that.
Oh, my God.
I just didn't like her. And she would literally do this. I'm a sweet little puppy.
And her plastic surgery's terrible.
Oh, it is bad. She wasn't qualified to judge. No sense of humour. Do a show and she's pretending to be literally like this. I'm a little doggy. I went storming in the dressing room. There I was, all puffed up, you know. Let me get to her. Don't insult me by saying you didn't say it. At least own it. Oh, it was terrible. My God, it was terrible. She was like an insect, a mosquito. You know, when you're on holiday, week after week, she's still there. You know, and it's like, duh. God, she's still here, and she's like, well, I'm not saying this. No. Oh, no. See, I didn't hate her because hatred is very close to love. It takes a lot of emotion, and I don't have that time for her.
Whoa.
Why would the audience laugh at that? None of that's funny.
It's quite, didn't hold back, did she, Sharon, there?
What a bitter woman.
Bitter or not, you got the point, because it was 16.
No, Becky got the point.
Becky got the point, because it was 16.
Good, strong,
Wrote them down the wrong way. Well done, Becky.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know,
she has a real problem, doesn't she?
And she has a rubbish Australian accent. At least Danny's Australian accent is better than Sharon's. Even though Danny actually is Australian.
Oh, yeah. So it would be, really.
So you'd hope it was better.
1-0 to Becky. You know Smell My Cheese?
Yeah.
It's back.
Yes.
Now, before, obviously, Bob Sinclair, who was the master, the cheese master, was on.
The original host.
Yeah, he was the original host. I took it upon myself to do my own version of Smell My Cheese at this year's Brit Awards.
Did you?
I talked to five people backstage at the Brits and asked them to sniff it. Now, bearing in mind, there was an issue because I thought they would have a fridge at the Brit Awards backstage, but they didn't. So by the time this got to the celebrities, it was, let's say, quite mature. A little bit sweaty. So, I get all of them to smell my cheese. How many celebrities get it right? Out of five. At the Brit Awards last week.
Out of five. Do you know what? I'm gonna say none.
Nobody got it right.
Well, but no, just the thing, because, well, the celebrity censors might not be at their best if they've been celebrating at the Brits. And also, you've left the cheese to sweat in a warm room for most of the day.
Okay, so none from Chappers. Mm. Beclar?
Two.
Let's find out.
Ow.
Here's me playing my own version of Smell My Cheese.
Jean Calzaghi, do you mind if I waft this under your nose? Smell my cheese.
Do you know what? I love that. I think that is, it's not that's Stilton, because it's not Gorgonzola. Is it Gorgonzola? Gorgonzola, Stilton, along them lines.
Oh, Tom Jones off of Sex Bomb. What do you think?
He's right. It's like a Gorgonzola or a Stilton.
No, you are both wrong. Oh, it's Duffy.
Please don't do this.
Yes, sexy lady from the valley. Smell my cheese.
Disgusting.
Yes, but what cheese is this?
Yours.
Yes, it is my cheese, but what type of cheese is it, Duffy?
Caffili cheese. That's
no, you fool. Thank you anyway, though. Have another sniff. Smell my cheese.
Dangerously close to my face, but thank you.
I love scouting pour les filles, scouting for girls.
Hello.
I have something I'd like to place under your nose. Smell my cheese.
I think it's a Danish blue. I think it's the same for his Danish blue.
You are a cheesy genius. It's my favourite. Love machines. Girls allowed. Sniff my cheese, lovely ladies.
No, it's your feet. It's your feet. Scott.
It is not my feet, and I am not Scott. Try again, you minxes.
Rock. Oh, no, that's not. Rock fart.
Danish blue.
Oh, is that
Danish blue, it says on the back.
Yes, but you did cheat.
There we are. That was Scott Mills' Smell My Cheese. Obviously, I was in character. So,
you know how most people have cheese and wine? Had you drunk all the wine before you did that?
Did you have it in the packet?
Yeah.
With the name written on it and everything.
On the bottom,
rubbish.
Yeah.
Rubbish. Okay. You're a rubbish cheese master.
So you showed Girls Aloud and Scouting for Girls the label.
Do you want the point or not?
Yeah, but I said none. That's why I'm querying it.
So I get the point because I said two and it was two.
Oh! What's occurring?
I've written this wrong on the thing. Okay,
I kind of guessed you might have accidentally showed the label when the Scouting for Girls boys guessed Sainsbury's Danish blue, which would kind of imply you'd shown them a label.
Moving on. You know when you're listening to your MP3 player, what do you like listening to?
Kings of Leon.
Do you sing along?
Not in public.
No. Trouble is, you know when you've got like your headphones in, your earphones, you can't hear what you're singing, can you?
No.
Do you think you would stay in tune?
I wouldn't be in tune to start with.
You know Pippa, who works in our office?
Yeah.
Do you think she could stay in tune while she sings along with songs on her MP3 player?
No. Do I get the point? No.
Right, we got Pippa to sing five different songs with her earphones in so she couldn't hear herself. And this is what you will hear if you ever sit next to Pippa on a train or a bus. But my question is this. How many of the songs did she stay in tune for? Chappers. Five songs.
One
song?
Yeah.
Becky.
Four
songs.
Who judges whether she stays in tune or not?
All of us.
Right, okay.
She's in tune.
Let's find out.
She isn't.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Pippa with song number one.
Are we human? Are we dancing?
Remember, you're next to her on the bus.
My silent bottom.
She can't hear herself, she can only hear the music.
My hands are cold, and I'm on my knees, looking for the answer.
That's not the tune.
That's not really, is it?
Are we human? Are we dancing?
That's a no. Next.
It's too late to apologise.
Good Lord.
It's too late. It's too late to apologise. It's too late.
What was that at the end?
She was doing the bit. That's not, no. Next.
Come make my dreams turn me hard as it seems,
no.
Loving
oh,
me
God,
is
no.
As easy as pie. Oh, I'm just a leprous kid sitting in my fantasy.
Really not.
Are you putting her voice through a voice changer or
no.
something? This is actually her
yeah.
singing.
This is how she sings on the bus. She doesn't realise it. Next.
Oh, jeez.
No, no, no.
Wherever you are.
No, that's a no. None so far.
I think my guess is that this will probably be horribly out of tune as well.
The winner takes it all. The loser standing small. The side of victory.
So pleased I declined her offer to go and see Mamma Mia.
So that's a no as well. So
has she ever thought of duetting with Wings?
So Chappers, you get a point there. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure whether I'm really that happy to have got that point, having had to listen to her do that.
2-1 today on... Oh,
well done, Becky.
Becky wins.
Oh, what's occurring?